eyes. "Maniac!" his dad erupted, and with one brutal shove, pummeled his wife squarely in the chest. "Mom!" Calvin shouted. The blow hit her like a baseball bat, sending her stumbling backward. "Mom, look out for—" Her heel hit the mayonnaise at full speed, and she flipped backward like a seesaw. If Lloyd hadn't been so big or so enraged, if he hadn't blown up with such a fierce physical outburst, he might not have shoved her so hard. But he did. And as she fell backward, still looking at Calvin, she had no idea that the back of her neck was headed straight toward the lower kitchen drawer that was still wide open. Calvin tried to run forward but could scarcely lift his arms and legs. In midair, his mother was turned toward him, her alligator eyes still burning through him. There was no mistaking her final thought. She wasn't scared, or even in pain. She was angry at him, the white, blonde, wet-haired boy who caused her to drop the mayo and, from that day forward, in his 9-year-old mind, the person who caused her to fall. "Mom!" She was falling, falling. Then the sound was unforgettable. "Rosie!"